Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? All right, it's time for Am I Wrong? And Juliet is here. Hello, Juliet. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
What's going on, Juliet? Who are you having problems with today?
Okay, so I'm having some annoying issues with my boyfriend, Dave.
Ah, yeah. Mm.
And I need to know if I'm wrong. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not wrong, but I need you guys to explain that to him.
What happened?
So you know everything that's been going on with that, Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood guy.
No, what happened?
Unfortunately, no, yes,
oh, yeah,
we
I'm
do.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, we know.
I just assume we'd be on the same page with everything, but he starts talking about, well, I don't know what the big deal is. Everyone knows if you're in, the entertainment industry, movies or music, that's how all the women get to the top. I was just shocked. I couldn't even believe he was, saying that or would think that in any way.
And he was, justifying it, saying that that's, normal.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know that phrase, she slept her way to the top, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
He's like, that's just, pretty standard. And I can't even believe those words were coming from his mouth. I've done really well in my industry. I have a good job. I've never done anything sexual to get there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I brought that up, and he said, oh, yeah, but you're the exception.
All right, let's call him. You said his name's Dave?
Yeah.
All right, let's call Dave up and yell at him. Here we go.
Hello?
Dave.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Dave, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan, and we're going to change all that, actually.
Yeah, we are.
What?
Yeah. Also, Juliet, your girlfriend is here.
Okay.
She wants to know why you think it's okay that basically what happened with Harvey Weinstein and all the women in the Hollywood industry, that you just think that's normal.
What? Is Juliet there?
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, I thought we established that already.
What?
I told you I wasn't going to let this go.
She called us and she said you guys got into a little bit of an argument because you said, that's that old phrase, sleep your way to the top. This happens all the time in every industry. And that's how women get, notoriety.
Okay, can I explain?
No, yeah, we'd love it to you. We'd love to hear it, I'm sure.
Okay, so the other day, first of all, I'm going to have a talk with you about privacy, Juliet. But the other day, we were having a conversation about this whole Harvey Weinstein scandal, how, he's, the such a bad guy, and he should go to jail, and this and that. And basically, Juliet was, really appalled by this whole thing. And I understand. I mean, obviously, that's understandable.
Obviously.
Right. Okay.
The guy is, a pig.
How this is more of a common thing that people make a big deal. They're just, picking out Harvey Weinstein specifically when this happens all the time, and then either it shouldn't be a big deal with Harvey Weinstein, or it should be a big deal every time it happens, which it does happen a lot.
Well, it should be a big deal every time it happens. Just because it happens doesn't mean it's right.
It's not, and that's why I'm saying it's not a big deal with Harvey Weinstein.
Well, it is a big deal, just nobody knew about it. You understand? Now everybody knows, so now it should be a big deal.
A lot of women in Hollywood, this is how it goes a lot of times in Hollywood. Women sleep their way to the top. They do this so they can become famous or successful or whatever, they sweep the world to the top and they get successful out of doing these scandalous things with these unattractive, ugly, powerful, money-rich guys. You know what I mean? It's for their benefit.
They shouldn't have to do that. That's my point.
I mean, that's how I got my job. But
also, that's not true. Yeah. that's not true.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second. Let's see if we can maybe shed some light on this. Can you guys hang on 1 minute? Don't go anywhere, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, 340- 95-95. What do you think? Is this something that is perpetuated in pretty much every industry and nobody ever talks about it? Or is it something that, you know, sometimes women are like, hey, as long as I'm getting what I want, I'm cool with it. In fact, I worked with a girl, my first job in radio, and she was very flirty with one of the bosses. And he was just, I mean, he was all over all the girls that worked there.
So he was one of those creeps then.
A total creep. Total creep. And the things he said. And eventually, she did bring charges against him, but only after she got fired.
Oh, really?
So, when I thought at the time, I thought, wow, if she never got fired, would she still be, you know, like messing around with him? But in the end, everyone in the company had to get deposed, and we found all these crazy things that he had. Anyway, it was all.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was really. Like, he told one girl that worked there, he said, hey, if you sit on my lap, I'll send you to Jamaica.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
And then I asked her, I said, did you sit on his lap? She's like, no. I was like, oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey there, this is Jordan. How's it going?
Hey, Jordan, we're good. What'd you want to say? What's your take on this? Who's right, who's wrong in this situation?
I mean, obviously, she's right. I don't even understand how that's even a question.
Yeah.
If everyone who, I guess, was sexually harassed in Hollywood didn't speak up, I mean, then nothing would be done about it. So shouldn't we make an example at least out of this one person who we're 100% positive is harassing people, men, women, everybody. It seems like everyone.
Yeah, and just because it happens doesn't mean that it's okay. And now that we know about it, it's a good step in the right direction because now we can do something about it. You know, like it is more of a light on the situation in general in all the industries too, not just Hollywood. You know?
Yeah, do you feel like you know what's going to happen? I guarantee in more industries, like the banking industry or something, or. I mean,
the music industry or, you know, like it could be any, like whether it be like a lawyer or a law office, you know, you never know.
I'll be honest with you. I thought in order to get into the music industry as a guy, you had to be a sleazeball.
As a guy.
Which is why I was like, I just better go into radio instead. Hey, thanks. I mean, that's what I always think about. You know, you think about these guys in the music industry, you see all the movies and stuff and they're like.
Well, they're like drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah, all that.
Sex,
yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Hey,
but that's like they want to do that, not because they're being forced
to. Oh, that's just a hobby. Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Right.
Taylor from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Hey, Taylor, what's your take on this whole thing?
So I think the guy is totally wrong. Like, I understand how there's this misconception if you're looking on things from the outside, how everybody hears those jokes, like that stuff happens all the time. And I also understand there's a lot of, you know, comments and stuff that have come out that make people think that this thing with Weinstein has been known for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that justifies what has come out. I mean, none of that makes it okay. And to say that, oh, just because this guy caught and the rest of the guys don't get caught, that makes it okay. That's like saying, oh, we caught this guy for murder, but we shouldn't charge him because all these other people get away with it all the time.
Right.
It's totally like backwards thinking to think that, you know, just because it happens, that makes it okay. Because, he's in a power position. There's a lot of people that are going to be like, well, do I really want to out this guy and ruin my entire career? It's already hard enough.
And that's why people don't say something.
Yeah, no, you're right. And he's not in the power position anymore. Now he's in the fetal position. Hey, Lou from the North Side. Good morning. How are you, Lou?
I'm here. I'm good. I'm here.
Oh, good. What'd you want to say, buddy?
If we're going to call out just Harvey Weinstein, I mean, don't get me wrong. What he's done is despicable and horrible. But I think what the guy's trying to say is, yeah, it's kind of a normal thing that if you're going to call it Harvey Weinstein, you got to find all of them and call all of them out. You can't just call just him.
Yeah, like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and all the rest of them.
Yeah, you got to call everyone out, not just Harvey Weinstein. It's all across the board.
And, you know, and yes, when I hear what the guy says, he's basically saying this happens all the time. There's even that old saying, she slept her way to the top, meaning that it's nothing new. Why are we making such a big deal out of it? When really, maybe it's just that, hey, we should have been making a big deal about it all along.
Well, yeah. I mean, and if she's choosing to do that, I mean, not saying it's right, but if she's choosing it and she's allowing it and wanting it, then that's different than being forced to do it against your will. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's essentially.
That's a good question, Megan. Let me ask you this. Hey, thanks for calling, by the way. As a woman, if, let's say you knew somebody and they got invited up to the hotel room and the guy said, hey, sleep with me and I'll put you in movies and fly you around the world on private jets. And she goes, okay, and did it. Is that wrong? Or,
I mean, I think if you're, it's your body, it's your life, it's your choice. So if you are choosing to do that, then that's your decision. And I don't think that, I'm not going to say whether it's right or wrong. I just think that, you know, that's what she decided to do with her own body, and that's fine. But the problem is when it's against your will and it's forcing you to do something you don't want to and making you uncomfortable and more than just like, you know, basically raping women just to get what you want, and I don't think that's right.
All right. No,
you
know? I mean, I agree. But it is a good question, though, if the woman goes willingly.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's her decision. Then it's not, I mean, I don't know how
she wrong. But I mean, here's the thing. Even if she says, yeah, that's cool, I'll sleep with you, put me in the movies and make me famous, is it still wrong that she was ever made that offer in the first place, I guess would be the next question. Hey, thanks so much for your call. 340-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.